The Slate Music Video Program has wrapped up its selection process for this year and is gearing up to announce this year's pairings. In its third year, the Slate Music Video Program pairs up local production companies and filmmakers with up-and-coming local musicians to produce music videos which will premiere at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. Tourism Kingston and the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, the collaborating entities of this project, have announced that this year will include 10 pairings to be announced at their launch event at the Broom Factory on September 21st. This event will be free to attend with RSVP recommended, which can be found at visitkingston.ca. I sat down with Moira DeMorest, Music Commissioner with Tourism Kingston, to talk about this year's edition of the Slate Music Video Program. Would you like to introduce yourself and your involvement with this program?
Sure. My name is Moira DeMorest, and I'm the Music Commissioner with Tourism Kingston. So I'm part of one of the pieces of this collaboration. So this is a collaboration between Kingston's film and media team, which is part of me, and also the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, and also funded through the Slate Family Foundation. And this is, and so we are sort of the collaborators of the Slate Music Video Program.
Just for folks who aren't familiar with the program, I was wondering if you could talk a bit about how it originated and the last few years that it's been running.
Of course, yeah. So this program actually was launched in 2020. And unfortunately, really until last year, it never really got the world premiere that it needed. The film festival looked a little bit different. And the idea was that local production companies would receive funding to create new music videos, and we would help to pair them with Kingston's top emerging musical artists. And through the Kingston Film and Media and through Kingston Canadian Film Festival, or KCFF, we would help to give them money to create these music videos, and then we'd also give them the platform at the music at the film festival in March to screen them and premiere them. So last year was the first year that we were able to do a premiere in public, and it was a really special event. And then obviously after the world premiere of these music videos, then they continued to live on our social channels, but also, you know, the artist was able to use them as a promotional tool and share them with the world.
Awesome. And thank you for that background. I was wondering if you could also speak a bit to the motivating factors behind the project.
Yeah. So we at Film and Media and alongside KCFF, we're really interested in sector growth and making sure that there's professional development opportunities for emerging filmmakers and emerging musicians. And so we're always looking for ways to make sure that we can address that need and grow that sector. So Kingston is, has a huge wealth of musical talent, but we also have a lot of emerging filmmakers and production companies. And so this was, it seemed like, a natural fit to connect these film and music scenes and encourage local production and at the end offer a professionally made music video so that artists could share them and share it with the world.
New this year, the program is also able to offer additional compensation to the selected musical talent. DeMorest discusses this and the excitement of expanding this program for another year.
So last year, artists got the opportunity, obviously, to have the music video, and that part was funded. And then we also were able to organize some extra concerts around the film festival. But this year, with the addition of the Slate Family Foundation's funding, it's allowed us to also give to the artist as well. So the artist is also getting an honorarium for their time in the participation of the program. I think just, the continuation of the program is really the most exciting thing for us. We saw, what it could be last year with these world premieres that happened at the film festival. And it specifically happened in the big room of the Grand Theater. So it really felt like this special red carpet experience for music and filmmakers. And so that energy, just to keep that
that going and to expand and grow on that. I think that it's a really special Kingston program that we should be really proud of. So I'm exciting to see more performance opportunities and more linking sort of marketing abilities as the program develops and grows over the years. So we just want to get the word out that that people should apply as a if you're a musical artist or if you're a production company just wanting to start out. We really want to spread the word to get people interested in that program and start to, you know, even if you're not one of those groups, maybe even just keep your eye open for these musicians and what we sort of cook up over the course of the year.
DeMorest also gave some background on the selection process, which took place in August.
The production companies essentially select the musical artists that they would like to work with. So we provide them with all of the submissions and help, you know, for production companies that might not be as familiar with the music scene, we're there to help and sort of maybe make suggestions. But usually the production companies are picking their top three, and then with the committee of the film and media team, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, we help to just kind of navigate those conversations. So it's not just kind of like as much of like, you know, an artist is picked out of the hat. It's really sort of a bit of debriefing with the production companies and finding the right fit for both the music video maker and for the musician too.
You can keep up with the production process as Tourism Kingston and the Kingston Canadian Film Festival provide updates throughout the next few months and anticipate the premiere of these music videos at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival running from February 28th to March 3rd this year.
You will get sort of some sneak peek. We'll sort of be giving like teasers and behind the scenes footage and pictures as the production companies and as the musicians develop their video.
Where can folks keep up with that on social media and everything?
Probably the easiest place is just to go to visitkingston.ca. And we have a film and media link right on that page and follow along there. You can also check out the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, kingcamfilmfest.ca or KCFF if you're looking on any of the social platforms.